Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Yesterday we talked a lot about illusion, and I think it was a great show. I hope you agree. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. I like thematic shows because they galvanize in your mind better. And I'm talking about the illusion of everything that government wants you to believe that it is. Government wants you to believe that it will take care of you. Not your parents, not your friends, not the people around you who know you and who are going to do things for you. Know it wants you to believe that it can do it all. It does. And it, the illusion is that it has anything. The government is nothing without you. It has to have your money. It has to have your participation. Government is just a governing body, if you will, of the people's will. And what you're learning now is that the will of the people is not being followed at all. It's all an illusion. I talked about the illusion of safety at the airport through TSA. The illusion of safety in your neighborhood. Let me tell you who makes you the most safe in the world. You do. You do. And it doesn't mean you're a black belt. Doesn't mean you carry a weapon. You make yourself safe by keeping yourself out of bad situations. And then some of you go the step further. You do what I do. You waste a lot of time and effort in learning how to be a fighter, which is technically a waste of time because you should never need to fight or want to fight. But I grew up with the idea that I wanted to not make sure I never got intimidated. And thank God I did, because I'm glad it made me who I am. But in the scheme of things, you go to the next level because you say, I don't want to feel that intimidation. And then some people go even further and say, you know what, I'm going to get a firearm. To heck with all your black belts, Kevin. I'm going to make sure I can pull the trigger. Good for you. So, but the illusion that government's going to do it for you or the police are going to do it for you is ridiculous. They are after the fact. That's crime scene tape. You better be ready to protect yourself. And the illusion is somebody else can do it for you. I love you. I would fight for you in an instant. I'm here on the radio. How can I help you? Besides this beautiful thing that I do of explaining all this stuff to you. So, you know, when you think about all of these illusions out there and you transfer them into all this other stuff, it's like Ludwig Born, who's a German writer, and he said this of illusion. He says, losing an illusion makes you wiser than finding the truth. What he's saying is when you take the blinders off and you can see things as they really are, you forget searching for the truth. You just, that's a level of discovery that you cannot feel that when you go searching for the truth. It's a very different form of discovery. Let me put it in terms that we can understand. You're a guy and you've got Goo Gaga beer goggles on for some woman. And then she does one thing that makes you go, wait a minute, this girl is not after me for me. She's after me for what I can bring her or whatever. And suddenly that veil is lifted. Now your buddies have been telling you, dude, she's bad for you. Dude. And you're like, well, I love her, man. She is so cool. And they're going, she treats you like crap. No, man, that's just the way she is. And you got all kinds of excuses. And then she does that one thing that makes you go, whoa. And suddenly all of the truth comes rushing in. See, that's a difference than you searching for the truth and finding it. Because you've already got a notion. It's like a woman who says, I think my guy's messing around on me. So she goes and she looks at his cell phone and his computer. And she follows him and all that. And then she validates what maybe she was thinking. That's a different revelation than coming to removing the veil of an illusion. I think you know what I'm talking about. So that's what's happening right now. I want you to understand the difference. One thing you're already mad about, the Democrats that go, you know, I suspect these Democrats are not doing everything and they're searching for the truth. They're already leaning that way. They're already going, something doesn't add up. But there's a whole group of them that have an illusion. And every single day, I was on a show the other day, and a guy said to me, Kevin, you know, what do you think about all these things that are happening? And I said, they're excellent news for us. Excellent news. Because the illusion is being removed. The illusion that Fauci is a good guy. Gone. The illusion that the Wu flu wasn't a scam. Gone. The illusion that this vaccine is altruistic and meant to help humankind. Gone. The illusion that Barack Obama was Mr. End-all be-all. Gone. The illusion that Joe Biden is a healthy guy. I don't know who has that one, but okay, good luck. Gone. And I could go on. The illusion that Democrats really want to solve problems. The illusion that the real that racism in America is pervasive and on the right. Those illusions are all being dispelled right before your very eyes. You got to appreciate that. That's a level of desperation that has forced Democrats into doing crazy things, like Chuck Schumer saying, we got to pass these very stringent voter laws that do what? They don't help voters. They help people who want to cheat at voting. Exposed. All of it being exposed. Joe Biden, you're seeing more negative information about the Biden administration than you probably thought you'd see in 4 years. You're seeing it all happen within a month. People questioning Joe Biden's leadership. Pretty soon they're going to be questioning. They're questioning Kamala Harris too, by the way. The statements that she made over Memorial Day about enjoy your long weekend and stuff like that. What she's doing at the border, nothing. Going to give more money away into Central America. For what? So they can continue to send immigrants here, illegal immigrants here? The changes in the lexicon, where you can't say this or that. The focus on gay issues more than people issues. CRT, critical race theory, being implemented in the government as you fight back against it. In jurisdiction after jurisdiction, tell me you haven't seen more videos and more information about a pushback against critical race theory than you've ever seen in your life. It is not being adopted. Joe Biden's trying to pass a multi-trillion-dollar package that I read somewhere, I think it was the American Spectator, that said it has the least likely chance of passing now than ever before because people are waking up. Masks are coming off. Everything's being exposed about what this Wu flu did. They're explaining how it hurt the economy and so on. Folks, be happy about this. Losing an illusion makes you wiser than finding a truth. Said Ludwig Born. Maybe one of the most profound statements you've heard in a while. We got a lot to talk about today, folks. We'll be back.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit the free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. 5013.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I absolutely love my friends. I gotta tell you, you know, there are many things in your life that you know could be different, and they could have maybe met your more selfish goals at the time. You know, like when I was a kid, I wanted to be a millionaire. I thought I was going to be on yachts, you know, surrounded by, you know, beautiful honeys and, you know, people serving me drinks and things like this. And my life is dramatically different than that. But I will tell you this, I wouldn't trade it for the world. I have some amazing friends. So we went out, you know, PolitiChatter. I'm the president of PolitiChatter and .com. And we went out and said we're going to put a bunch of founders together to help, you know, that we think are going to be significant in the movement in one form or another. And I put out a thing to my friends. And they, you know, they're just to a person. They're like, yeah, done. Dale and Lori, Gary, and many others. Mark and Amy and many others are like, hey, if you're involved in it, done. Don't even think about it. And they call me up. We check on each other. And even when we're not checking on each other, we're thinking about each other. You know what I mean? Like I'm thinking about them now. Many of them. One of my good buddies, Mark and Nina, are going to be in town. He called me up. He says, hey, man, let's talk this weekend. Because he wants to do something with PolitiChatter. And he says, I'm going to be in Arizona for 3 days. We're going to golf and hang out. Great. You know, set. Let's do it. So, you know, I just appreciate them all. Albert, he sends me notes from his farm and he's working on a tractor or doing something. And many of us, and Albert's a new friend. You know, we big benefactor to what we do. But a guy that I would have grown up really admiring, a blue-collar dude who did well for himself and, you know, just living life on his terms. And I think that the people listening to the program, the people that follow my work, that's who we are. We're not pretentious, you know, no need to put on or whatever. Just be who you are. Be genuine. And I got to tell you, that's an enviable thing for the left. They can't stand it. We're not caught up in all of their nonsense. How much money a person has or, you know, what their status is or, you know, how many degrees they've got from Harvard or anywhere else. None of that matters to any of my friends. I'm talking about my true friends. And many of you, if we knew each other long enough, I could tell you we would be instant friends. Some of you, we are. We've talked and you know you feel that way about me. I'm still debating you. No, I'm kidding. But you feel that way. We feel that way because we know that kinship that comes from that cultural experience that says you're a good person. The left hate that. They want us to see our differences. They want, you know, Kevin Dale's white. How's he your friend? You know, Lori's pretty. How's she your friend? You're ugly. I'm messing with you. Even though Lori is pretty. But, you know, so they want to find that separation. And we don't see it. You know, Albert tells me, hey, Kevin, you're in California, man. We're going to get together and do it. Have my fishing pole, you know, a boat and a couple of beers, and we're good to go. Tim, one of my acquaintances that I've met, we become first-hand friends. He's out of Florida. He's the first thing he told me, hey, man, you get down to Florida, you're going to go out on the line hard, hit the intercoastal. What's your favorite? He goes, what kind of food do you like? I'm like, food? If we're in the intercoastal, I want seafood. You know, so we're going to go out, head down there and have a great time at some point in the very near future, God willing. So, I can't tell you how much we appreciate you guys. And the new friends that will come on and the people that, you know, they order our merchandise and they, you know, repeat the shows and send them out to other people and read our work. All of you are so important because what we are doing, folks, is we are removing the illusion that people have about us. Yeah, they tell, you're a God, you're a Bible thumper, you're a Christ follower. Oh, my goodness. You're the scourge of the earth, according to the left. They're made up of atheists and agnostics and think it's really stupid that we believe in something else. See, the illusion. You're the people that are, you know, against women's rights, right? Because you're pro-life. You're against women's rights. Not at all. That's the illusion you want people to live under. I heard a comedian the other day. He goes, the first time in his life he actually had to pay taxes. And he goes, I became an instant Republican. An instant Republican. He goes, up to this point, it's been, yeah, I do need a little extra help. But as soon as they took money from him, when he started making a living, he went, what's up with this, all these people that are living on the public dole? You know, and he's, of course, doing it in a comedic way. But it's true. See, the illusion is if you never stop and look at things from the other perspective, you can't learn anything. I sympathize with people who don't know how to make a living, can't make a living, weren't taught that type of principle from their parents. Dale and I were talking the other day. He says, Kevin, my son John now owns over 100 acres. He bought 52 acres and then he bought a patch right next to him, another 52 acres. And he goes, John's doing quite well, married with six kids. But he's married with six kids and his wife doesn't work. And I said, he is doing well. Did he hit the lotto? Dale wouldn't tell me. I think John hit the lotto because he knows old Uncle Kev will be there. But here's the point. John learned his techniques for living life you know, within his means and being able to do that from whom? From mom and dad. So leftists hate that. They hate that we teach our kids, you know, yes, sir, yes, ma'am, no, sir, no, ma'am, and to be respectful and to work hard for a living. All these things that are racist, you know, showing up on time, being diligent and conscientious, etc. Well, ask yourself this. If you're teaching that, that conscientiousness, that being nice to people, showing up on time, working hard, things like that are racist, what are you trying to say to black kids? You think they're doing them any favors? That's an illusion, folks. Critical race theory, an illusion. The illusion that America is racist and black people can't get over. Since when? That's an insult to black folks. And when you're talking about critical race theory, the first thing you should say to a black person is, I don't know about you, but I would find that insulting. Because the idea that you couldn't make it because of some boogeyman that's out there, you can do whatever you choose to do, in spite of anything. And if you can't do it today, explain to me how people did it in the past. Jesse Owens, Joe Louis, Jackie Robinson, etc. How did they do it? Because you have none of those restrictions. There's no impediment to you voting. The Democrats have the illusion that black people can't get IDs. We're too stupid to get IDs and to vote. There's an illusion. Really? So why is it that we vote so often? I mean, how is it that Obama got elected? That black people, I mean, I'm not saying that black people were the reason per se, but they voted in, you know, early and often, as Democrats like to do. Explain to me what part of society that we've been marginalized from, because I see nothing but success. I wrote a book called Race Pimping. Joe Biden commemorated the burning of Tulsa. You think he really cares about black folks in that event? Or do you think he was race pimping? Visit racepimping.com to get that book.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The U.S. economy added 559,000 jobs in May. That's about 100,000 less than economists were predicting. The unemployment rate also falling to 5.8%. Reacting to those job numbers, former economist under former President Trump, Stephen Moore, tells Fox News,
Joe Biden is right. America is back big time. We're seeing, you know, pretty nice gains in employment. The biggest problem, though, today is we've got 8 million unfilled jobs and restaurants and stores and construction sites cannot get their workers back on the job because we're paying people so much money. We have a new study saying $80,000 a year in government benefits.
Facebook announced on Friday that former President Donald Trump's account will remain suspended for 2 years. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Authorities are investigating what they're calling a possible human smuggling case on the far southwest side of Bexar County, Texas. San Antonio Fire Chief Russell Johnson saying witnesses heard banging coming from a tractor trailer.
They were supposed to get picked up here on Quisenberry Road, then they all scattered. So they're still looking for the rest of the people.
Police finding an air-conditioned tractor trailer transporting 60 to 80 illegal immigrants near Somerset, Texas. Over $1.5 million will go to the victims' families and survivors of a mass shooting in Indianapolis. 8 people were killed in a FedEx facility 6 weeks ago. The National Compassion Fund saying 100% of the money they collect will go directly to those affected by the shooting. The fundraising continues for several more weeks before the local steering committee will determine the rules for how the fund will be handled. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I asked the other day, where is James Comey, the crooked FBI director who ran interference for the Clinton cartel? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. So where is Comey? He used to give those little, you know, tweets and stuff about, oh, I'm in the trees and this, that, and the other. He's been relatively quiet, huh? I guess he's just out there living life. I didn't ask about these people, but where's Eric Holder, Susan Rice, the Clintons? What about all the people that were involved in the coup attempt against Trump? The first one, the unsuccessful one, Andy McCabe, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page. So far, only one person's gone down in that whole cabal. Kevin Kleinsmith, the attorney for the FBI. What about all the people that forged documents, lied under oath, etc.? Clapper, Brennan, and so on. Where are they? I don't have an answer for you. I'm just curious. See, if I were with them, I would be running and hiding right now. Not because of there's anything breaking, but because I believe the illusion of what's been happening in this country is going to be revealed. We're going to learn the tricks. We're already starting to learn some tricks. Where's the little leprechaun? You know who I'm talking about? Fauci the fraud, the little froggy fraud. I know he's not French, but he looks French. He's Italian. He's from New York. So what we're saying about the effectivity of the vaccine is... Started to sound like a little bit like Christopher Walken. Where is that corrupt little leprechaun, huh? Somebody tell me. See, I haven't seen him doing a whole lot of media these days. Fauci the fraud. GOP lawmakers, I'm reading this, was in the New York Post. Lashed out at White House Chief Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci after a bevy of emails from the early days of the coronavirus pandemic were made public. Many Republicans focused their ire on the fact that Fauci received messages in early 2020 warning that the virus had been engineered or may have otherwise emerged in a lab in Wuhan, China, while he was publicly dismissing the possibility. I remember talking on this very program, writing about it, and I said, I saw Fauci, looking at President Trump. There's a picture of him. and he's looking at him with this total disdain. Then I remember President Trump making a statement. I think it was about hydroxychloroquine, and Fauci just kind of puts his head down and shakes his head and starts to giggle. Now, some people took that as he's laughing with the president. I didn't. I took it as he was saying, this guy's insane. And I would have fired Fauci on the spot. But Trump, as I told you guys from watching Celebrity Apprentice and all the other apprentice shows, he doesn't know who to fire. He always fires the wrong guy. Now look, or girl, that's okay on Celebrity Apprentice. You want to keep Omarosa around because she, you know, she's the fly in the ointment and it makes for better ratings. I'm cool with that. But I'm not cool with it in life. In real life, where it matters. Fauci was a fraud. I knew it then. I certainly know it now. And it's being revealed. I've been very vocal about this guy is nothing but a liar. He's a bureaucrat who hides behind MD and people. It's like, what's her face? Jill Biden. Dr. Biden. Fake doctor. Fauci doesn't know a fraction of what he needs. He knows enough to be a bureaucrat to give you the overview of what's going on. Nothing more. And they made him a superstar. Why? Because they hated Trump so much, they were willing to take a fraud, a little Fauci the fraud, leprechaun man, and make him into something he's not. He looks like a hobbit. He should have been in a film, what is that movie, with the hobbits, got them big old hairy feet. That's what he should have been relegated to, being buffooned, little Alfred E. Newman looking dude. Senator Rand Paul, who has clashed with Fauci multiple times, they said on a number of pandemic-related issues this year, set the tone by tweeting, told you, followed by an emoji of a pair of eyes and the hashtag, fire Fauci. Rand Paul, let me tell you, I know this man personally. If you mention my name, he knows me. It's not one of these deals where, you know, it's an acquaintance. He knows me personally. That guy is a sharp dude. I like Rand Paul. I wouldn't have mind seeing Rand Paul as president. And he got it. He's been on this gain of function research and what Fauci did in exposing this little fraud and exposing the fraud of masks and exposing the fraud of this vaccine and everything. This guy is I'm not going to use the word hero, but he's certainly approaching it. He's got guts. Fauci's leaked emails are shocking to say the least, says Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, another warrior fighting on our behalf. He needs to be fired, Greene followed that tweet by posting an image of herself wearing a black mask bearing the words, fire Fauci. She shouldn't have been in the mask. She should have just had a sign up that said, fire him. He's a fraud. And now he's running. I don't know. Look, I don't follow the mainstream fake news media, but I don't think you're going to see a whole lot of Fauci in the media. And when they do have him, they're going to try to cover for him. It's going to be Dr. Fauci, you've been under fire for emails. And he's going to say, you know, people are, these emails, really nothing in these emails that are, go against anything that I've said. You know, I've been very consistent on this issue. And the fact that these people are coming after me, well, and he's going to give you that. And they're going to try to trot him out there. But let me tell you something. What you did, give yourselves a hand, people. You deserve it. You know what you did? You made him go on the run. You put them on the defensive. You want to know why? Because you said, I'm not going to listen to you. I'm not going to listen. Let me ask you this. Have I ever wavered in saying this thing started in China? Have I wavered in my calling it the Wu flu versus COVID or coronavirus? Have I wavered in anything related to China in this issue? You already know the answer. No. I said this was why can you not call it the Wu flu when it originated in Wuhan? All the things that they're leading show me misdirection. I don't believe it. I know it started there. The Chinese, then bought off certain people in America to get us to stop calling it the Wuhan virus or the Wu flu or whatever. They then tried to browbeat you, threatened to sue you, threatened to dox you, all kinds of things, called you a xenophobe. Then they started stop Asian hate. I want you to understand how to connect the dots here. Stop Asian hate while black people in San Francisco and L.A. are beating up Asians. They're trying to pretend that we're hating on Asians because of the Asian version of this virus, the Wu flu. We've called other things the Asian flu, the, you know, whatever. But this was the one that triggered everybody. And that's what got my little spider senses up. My radar went up. My powers of common sense, my superpower. Said, something's up. And so you connect all those dots. Then you find out we gave $3.5 million to the Wuhan virus, to the Wuhan Institute. Fauci authorized it. Obama was okay with it. We've been working in conjunction with them. You see things that show that as early as 2019, even earlier, they were making movies about COVID-19. This wasn't new. Then you start getting all the misdirection. Well, this is really a terrible pandemic, and it's killing more and more people, and Trump isn't reacting. Trump was doing everything by the book, faster than anybody could do it. And they were still going after him. And then they start fudging the numbers. This disease is crazy. It's killing more people. They evoked more fear in the world over this scam lie. And then they fudged the numbers. Everybody, you get hit by a car, you die from COVID. You got shot, die from COVID. You jumped off of a bridge or a building, you die from COVID. It was ridiculous levels of things that you got dying from the Wu flu. And then when that didn't, forget the number of people that were getting it. They were using that to scare you. Then they went, now here's the number of people dying from it on top of that. All numbers skewed. Then they told us old people were dying because guess what? Old people die. That's what they do. You're going to reach an old age and you're going to die. I am too. So they told us that. Then they get the vaccine. They told us, it's safe for pregnant women. Well, when was it tested? It's a year old. So when we start hearing about the side effects of it, they don't want to tell you that. It's safe and effective according to the CDC, who has no governmental authority over me, but they're talking about science and all this other stuff. Do you see the ruse of it? And guess who was there all along playing the game with them? The highest paid bureaucrat in America, Dr. Fauci.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day. If any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jackson Radio Show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, to you listening to Black Magic, Kevin Jackson. I'm a child of the 60s, 70s, 80s, whatever. So I remember these songs that were really popular back then. And this particular one is so fitting. It's magic. Music in my head. Yeah, wasn't it funny how the music in our head now is about all these guys that are pulling the wool over our eyes. I was driving down the freeway, I think I told you guys this, and in Arizona it said 5.3 million people vaccinated. Woohoo! We're on our way! And then about 3 or 4 days later, it said 3.2 million people vaccinated. And my son and I both noticed at the same time. I went, wait a minute, that was 5.7, it was actually 5.7, 5.7 million a few days ago. And my son goes, that's what it said, and now it's 3.2 million. I said, I guess 2 million people got unvaccinated. Are you beginning to understand the ruse around this silly notion of the Wu flu? It's magic, you know. Never believe it's not so. It's not so. It's magic. So they're fudging these numbers because they want us to believe that everybody's into it. Woo! And look, you've seen this. You've watched this thing. What are they doing? Lottos? Giveaways? Get your free college? All the way to, pretty soon they're going to be saying, hey, welfare moms, we'll give you some baby food if you get that little baby of yours vaccinated. Don't you really want to know the real sinister underpinnings of this whole thing? Yep, you know, it's magic. Vax a million in Ohio. By the way, there's a story out that says half of America is vaccinated. 330 plus million people, okay? And they want you to believe that 165 million have been vaccinated. And the reason they want you to believe that is because they want the rest of us to go out and get... Look at what your friends have done. They're vaccinated. You should be getting vaccinated, Kevin Jackson. Here's what they said. I'll read this. This is from The Hill. Half of all American adults are officially vaccinated against COVID-19. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, marking significant progress since the vaccines were first authorized in December. CDC data updated on Tuesday shows 50% of Americans 18 and older. Okay, so that's the number, 18 and older. So forget the youngsters. And they say that, 129 million people. Do you believe that 129 million people have gotten this vaccine? Do you believe that? I don't. They said, major milestone in our country's vaccination efforts. I've already told you, here's the illusion of getting the vaccine. Is that when they take away the mask and say you're okay to go about the country, they will claim that it is because of the vaccine. They will not let you know that it's because you already had herd immunity. They must sell the lie. So they tell you, oh no, people are lining up. I told you guys on multiple occasions, I went by these vaccination centers, they were empty. Nobody was there. Not a car in the lot except the people's cars who were there to give vaccines. Major locations. Empty. A major milestone. Slavitt cited that 25 states in D.C. had reached at least 50% of their adult population being fully vaccinated. 9 states hit 70%, they claim. I believe... I so don't believe this. I'm trying to get something that I believe in more than this. You know, like, I don't know. I can't think of anything clever, so sorry. But this is nonsense. What they want is you to believe that, oh, well, these are the states that are doing so much better. Look, let me tell you why you don't have to put any stock in this. Or stake, if you choose. You don't have to put any stock in this because they're running lotteries to get people to take this shot. They're trying to give away airline tickets for free to take the shot. They are telling you, oh, we'll separate you in a restaurant from those that have had the shot. Well, fine. Go for it. This is so becoming so exposed, and here's what's interesting. I just talked about Fauci. He's the Pied Piper. He's the poster child for all of this. And you know what we're discovering? He's working with the Chinese. He's the one putting this thing in a weaponized fashion. The guy sounding the alarm bell. Half of America, huh? Vaccinated. You know what you're starting to hear? You're hearing about these major pharmaceutical companies being tied to China. You're hearing all the corruption that went into this thing. And soon, you're going to start hearing about the money grab. And this is why Joe Biden's having so much trouble passing his infrastructure, finger quotes use, budget. Because people are going, wait a minute, infrastructure for, you know, for single moms and all this. Well, you know, and they give you the excuse that they have to ride on the roads and the railways or whatever else. Because that's how else a single mom's going to get around without roads and bridges. They're being exposed. And this is great. Look, I've got a lot more to talk about with respect to the Wu flu, because they're talking about there's some toxins in this vaccine. And this story's coming from a person who is a pro-vaccinator, vacciner, or whatever you want to call them. A doctor who is like, you know, I was all for it. But now I see we may have unleashed a giant. I fear, quite frankly, folks, I fear for every single person who's taken this shot. I don't want to alarm anybody. Maybe some of you did. Maybe they convinced you that, hey, you're 80 years old, you might as well. Here's the thing about being 80 years old. I tell people all the time, don't mess with 80-year-old people. They don't have to spend a lot of time in prison. And they could fight a case long enough before they die that they don't mind getting rid of you. Leave old people alone, because they've lived life and they're fine. They're upset. They're already like, you know what? I've taken enough my whole life. There's many, many more years behind me than in front of me. Nobody wants my old butt in prison. So I'm willing to go for the next 2 years and get three squares if it means I get to enact my revenge on you. You better leave me alone, youngster. Yeah. But anyway, yeah, this disease is, I could see them saying, what do I have to lose? I'll be a human guinea pig for my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, whatever. But I'm just telling you, this thing is going to backfire for everybody else. They're going to find out the long-range implications of this. They're already starting to. I'm going to talk a little bit later about these toxins. But they're trying to convince people, and now they're making it mandatory. You go to college, you better have this shot. Well, you know what a lot of college kids are going to say? I don't need the college anymore. What happens when that system fails? See, that system is a system that people don't understand. All these systems, think about the jet stream and the tides and all this different stuff. The tidal, you know, how the tides move. We have the same thing. Education is a movable thing. It flows. They trick people into getting these educations, getting these degrees. They take on the debt. They graduate them and they spend the first 10 years of their lives, maybe more, paying off the debt. A debt that goes up and up and up and up and up every year, even though you're getting less for your education. It's a scam, but it keeps moving. And what it takes to keep moving is it needs rubes every year. Now, black people have done a good job of being the rubes, because 60% of us go to college don't even finish. So we take all this money, all this affirmative action stuff to college, and we drop out. And then a new set of black people do it. But now what happens when they disrupt it? They've artificially disrupted their system. And it'll have far-reaching implications. Trust me on this. I've got to leave it there for this segment.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.